Advice from Nundaka, translated by I.B. Horner. Thus have I heard. At one time the Lord was staying near Sarvati in the Jeta Grove in Anathapindika's monastery. Then Mahaprajapati, the Gotamid, with as many as 500 nuns, approached the Lord. Having approached and greeted the Lord, she stood at a respectful distance. As she was standing at a respectful distance, Mahaprajapati the Gotamid spoke thus to the Lord. Revered sir, let the Lord exhort the nuns. Revered sir, let the Lord instruct the nuns. Revered sir, let the Lord make a talk on Dhamma for the nuns. Now at that time the monks who were elders used to exhort the nuns in turn. But the Venerable Nundaka did not want to exhort the nuns in his turn. So the Lord addressed the Venerable Ananda, saying, Ananda, whose turn is it today to exhort the nuns by turn? It is Nundaka's turn, revered sir, to exhort the nuns by turn. But this Venerable Nundaka, revered sir, does not want to exhort the nuns in his turn. Then the Lord addressed the Venerable Nundaka, saying, Exhort the nuns, Nundaka. Instruct the nuns, Nundaka. Do you, Brahman, make a talk on Dhamma for the nuns? Yes, revered sir, answered the Venerable Nundaka in assent to the Lord. He dressed in the early morning and, taking his bowl and robe, entered Sarvati for alms food. When he had walked for alms food in Sarvati, on returning from the alms gathering after the meal, he approached the king's monastery without a companion. Those nuns saw the Venerable Nundaka coming in the distance, and on seeing him they made ready a seat and set out water for washing the feet. The Venerable Nundaka sat down on the seat made ready, and as he was sitting down he washed his feet. And when those nuns had greeted the Venerable Nundaka, they sat down at a respectful distance. The Venerable Nundaka spoke thus to those nuns, as they were sitting down at a respectful distance. Sisters, there will be a talk by way of putting questions. Those who understand each question should say, We understand. Those who do not understand should say, We do not understand. But if anyone has any doubt or perplexity, I shall be questioned about it thus. How is this, revered sir? What is the meaning of that? So far, revered sir, we are pleased and satisfied with the Master Nundaka in that the Master Nundaka invites us. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the I permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the ear permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the nose permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the tongue impermanent or permanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, This am I, this is myself. No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the body permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the mind permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? Already, revered sir, by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, it has been well seen by us as it really is that these six internal sense fields are impermanent. It is good, sisters. It is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. What do you think about this, sisters? Are material shapes permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are sounds permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are smells permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are tastes permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are touches permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are mental states permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? Already, revered sir, by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, it has been well seen by us as it really is that these six external sense fields are impermanent. It is good, sisters, it is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. What do you think about this, sisters? Is visual consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is auditory consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is olfactory consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is gustatory consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is tactile consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is mental consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as, this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? Already, revered sir, by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, it has been well seen by us, as it really is, that these six classes of consciousness are impermanent. It is good, sisters, it is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Aryan disciple as it really is. It is, sisters, like the oil for lighting an oil lamp, which is impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the wick which is impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the flame which is impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the light which is impermanent and liable to alteration. If anyone, sisters, were to speak thus, the oil for lighting this oil lamp is impermanent and liable to alteration, and the wick is impermanent and liable to alteration, and the flame is impermanent and liable to alteration, but that which is the light, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration. Speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? It is, revered sir, that if the oil for lighting this oil lamp be impermanent and liable to alteration, and if the wick be impermanent and liable to alteration, and if the flame be impermanent and liable to alteration, all the more is the light impermanent and liable to alteration. Even so, sisters, if anyone should speak thus, these six internal sense fields are impermanent and liable to alteration, but whatever pleasure or pain, or neither pain nor pleasure, is experienced as a result of these six internal sense fields, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration, speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? As a result of this or that condition, revered sir, these or those feelings arise. From the stopping of this or that condition, these or those feelings are stopped. It is good, sisters, it is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. It is, sisters, like the roots of a great, stable, and pithy tree, which are impermanent and liable to alteration, like the trunk, which is impermanent and liable to alteration, the branches and foliage, which are impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the shade, which is impermanent and liable to alteration. If any one, sisters, were to speak thus, the roots of this great, stable, and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, the trunk of this great, stable, and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, the branches and foliage of this great, stable, and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, but that which is its shade, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration. Speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? It is, revered sir, that if the roots of this great, stable, and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, the trunk of this great, stable, and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, the foliage and branches of this great, stable, and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, all the more is the shade impermanent and liable to alteration. Even so, sisters, if any one should speak thus, these six external sense fields are impermanent and liable to alteration, but whatever pleasure or pain, or neither pain nor pleasure, is experienced as a result of these six external sense fields, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration, speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? As a result of this or that condition, revered sir, these or those feelings arise. From the stopping of this or that condition, these or those feelings are stopped. It is good, sisters. It is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. It is, sisters, as if a clever cattle butcher or cattle butcher's apprentice, having killed a cow, should dissect the cow with a butcher's sharp knife without spoiling the flesh within, without spoiling the outer hide, and with the butcher's sharp knife should cut around, should cut all around, whatever tendons, sinews, and ligaments there are there within. And having cut around, cut all around, and removed the outer hide, and, having clothed that cow in that selfsame hide again, should then speak thus, this cow is conjoined with this hide as before. Speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? Although, revered sir, that clever cattle butcher or cattle butcher's apprentice, having killed a cow, should dissect the cow with a butcher's sharp knife, without spoiling the flesh within, without spoiling the outer hide, and with the butcher's sharp knife should cut around, should cut all around whatever tendons, sinews, and ligaments there are there within, and having cut around, cut all around, and having removed the outer hide, and having clothed that cow in that selfsame hide again, should then speak thus, this cow is conjoined with this hide as before, yet that cow is not conjoined with that hide. I have made this simile for you, sisters, so as to illustrate the meaning. This is the meaning here. The flesh within, sisters, is a synonym for the six internal sense fields. The outer hide, sisters, is a synonym for the six external sense fields. The tendons, sinews, and ligaments within, sisters, is a synonym for delight and attachment. The butcher's sharp knife, sisters, is a synonym for the Arian intuitive wisdom, the Arian intuitive wisdom by which one cuts around, and cuts all around the inner defilements, the inner fetters, and the inner bonds. There are, sisters, these seven links in awakening from the development and making much of which a monk, by the destruction of the cankers, having here and now realized by his own superknowledge the freedom of mind and the freedom through intuitive wisdom that are cankerless, entering on them abides therein. What are the seven? Herein, sisters, a monk develops the link in awakening that is mindfulness, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is investigation into things, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is energy, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is rapture, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is impassibility, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is concentration, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is equanimity, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. These, sisters, are the seven links in awakening from the development and making much of which a monk, by the destruction of the cankers, having here and now realized by his own super-knowledge the freedom of mind and the freedom through intuitive wisdom that are cankerless, entering on them, abides therein. Then the Venerable Nandaka, having exhorted the nuns with this exhortation, dismissed them, saying, "Go, sisters, it is time." Then these nuns, having rejoiced in what the Venerable Nandaka had said, and having given thanks, rose from their seats, greeted the Venerable Nandaka, keeping their right sides towards him, and approached the Lord. Having approached and greeted the Lord, they stood at a respectful distance. The Lord spoke thus to these nuns as they were standing at a respectful distance. "Go, nuns, it is time." Then these nuns, having greeted the Lord, departed, keeping their right sides towards him. Not long after these nuns had departed, the Lord addressed the monks, saying, "Monks, as on an observance day, a 14th, there is neither doubt nor perplexity among the populace as to whether the moon is not full, or whether the moon is full, for the moon is then not full. Even so, monks, although these nuns were delighted with Nandaka's teaching on Dhamma, their aspirations were not fulfilled." Then the Lord addressed the Venerable Nandaka, saying, "Well then, Nandaka, you may exhort these nuns with this same exhortation again tomorrow." "Yes, revered sir," the Venerable Nandaka answered the Lord in assent. Then the Venerable Nandaka dressed in the early morning, towards the end of that night, and, taking his bowl and robe, entered Sarvati for alms food. When he had walked for alms food in Sarvati, on returning from the alms gathering, after the meal he approached the king's monastery without a companion. Those nuns saw the Venerable Nandaka coming in the distance, and on seeing him they made ready a seat, and set out water for washing the feet. Then Venerable Nandaka sat down on the seat made ready, and as he was sitting down, he washed his feet. And when those nuns had greeted the Venerable Nandaka, they sat down at a respectful distance. The Venerable Nandaka spoke thus to those nuns as they were sitting down at a respectful distance. "Sisters, there will be a talk by way of putting questions. Those who understand each question should say, 'We understand,' and those who do not understand should say, 'We do not understand.' But if anyone has any doubt or perplexity, I should be questioned about it thus: 'How is this, revered sir? What is the meaning of that?' 'So far, revered sir, we are pleased and satisfied with the Master Nandaka, in that the Master Nandaka invites us.' 'What do you think about this, sisters? Is the I permanent or impermanent?' 'Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the ear permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the nose permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the tongue impermanent or permanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the body permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is the mind permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? Already, revered sir, by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, it has been well seen by us, as it really is, that these six internal sense fields are impermanent. It is good, sisters, it is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple, as it really is. What do you think about this, sisters? Are material shapes permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are sounds permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are smells permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are tastes permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish, and liable to alteration as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are touches permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Are mental states permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? Already, revered sir, by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, it has been well seen by us as it really is that these six external sense fields are impermanent. It is good, sisters, it is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. What do you think about this, sisters? Is visual consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is auditory consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is olfactory consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is gustatory consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is tactile consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What do you think about this, sisters? Is mental consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, revered sir. But is what is impermanent anguish or happiness? Anguish, revered sir. Is it right to regard that which is impermanent, anguish and liable to alteration, as this is mine, this am I, this is myself? No, revered sir. What is the reason for this? Already, revered sir, by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, it has been well seen by us, as it really is, that these six classes of consciousness are impermanent. It is good, sisters, it is good. For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. It is, sisters, like the oil for lighting an oil lamp, which is impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the wick which is impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the flame which is impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the light which is impermanent and liable to alteration. If anyone, sisters, were to speak thus, the oil for lighting this oil lamp is impermanent and liable to alteration, and the wick is impermanent and liable to alteration, and the flame is impermanent and liable to alteration, but that which is the light, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration. Speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly?
No, revered sir.
What is the reason for this?
It is, revered sir, that if the oil for lighting this oil lamp be impermanent and liable to alteration, and if the wick be impermanent and liable to alteration, and if the flame be impermanent and liable to alteration, all the more is the light impermanent and liable to alteration.
Even so, sisters, if anyone should speak thus, these six internal sense fields are impermanent and liable to alteration, but whatever pleasure or pain, or neither pain nor pleasure, is experienced as a result of these six internal sense fields, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration, speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly?
No, revered sir.
What is the reason for this?
As a result of this or that condition, revered sir, these or those feelings arise. From the stopping of this or that condition, these or those feelings are stopped.
It is good, sisters, it is good.
For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. It is, sisters, like the roots of a great, stable and pithy tree, which are impermanent and liable to alteration, like the trunk, which is impermanent and liable to alteration, the branches and foliage, which are impermanent and liable to alteration, and like the shade, which is impermanent and liable to alteration. If anyone, sisters, were to speak thus, the roots of this great, stable and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration. The trunk of this great, stable and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration. The branches and foliage of this great, stable and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration. But that which is its shade, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration. Speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly? No, revered sir.
What is the reason for this?
It is, revered sir, that if the roots of this great, stable and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, the trunk of this great, stable and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, the foliage and branches of this great, stable and pithy tree are impermanent and liable to alteration, all the more is the shade impermanent and liable to alteration.
Even so, sisters, if anyone should speak thus, these six external sense fields are impermanent and liable to alteration, but whatever pleasure or pain, or neither pain nor pleasure, is experienced as a result of these six external sense fields, that is permanent, lasting, eternal, not liable to alteration. Speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly?
No, revered sir.
What is the reason for this?
As a result of this or that condition, revered sir, these or those feelings arise. From the stopping of this or that condition, these or those feelings are stopped.
It is good, sisters, it is good.
For it is thus, sisters, that by means of perfect intuitive wisdom, this is seen by an Arian disciple as it really is. It is, sisters, as if a clever cattle butcher or cattle butcher's apprentice, having killed a cow, should dissect the cow with a butcher's sharp knife without spoiling the flesh within, without spoiling the outer hide, and with the butcher's sharp knife should cut around, should cut all around, whatever tendons, sinews, and ligaments there are there within. And having cut around, cut all around, and removed the outer hide, and, having clothed that cow in that selfsame hide again, should then speak thus, this cow is conjoined with this hide as before. Speaking thus, sisters, would he be speaking rightly? No, revered sir.
What is the reason for this?
Although, revered sir, that clever cattle butcher or cattle butcher's apprentice, having killed a cow, should dissect the cow with a butcher's sharp knife, without spoiling the flesh within, without spoiling the outer hide, and with the butcher's sharp knife should cut all around whatever tendons, sinews, and ligaments there are there within, and having cut all around, and having removed the outer hide, and having clothed that cow in that selfsame hide again, should then speak thus, "This cow is conjoined with this hide as before, yet that cow is not conjoined with that hide." I have made this simile for you, sisters, so as to illustrate the meaning. This is the meaning here. The flesh within, sisters, is a synonym for the six internal sense fields. The outer hide, sisters, is a synonym for the six external sense fields. The tendons, sinews, and ligaments within, sisters, is a synonym for delight and attachment. The butcher's sharp knife, sisters, is a synonym for the Aryan intuitive wisdom, the Aryan intuitive wisdom by which one cuts all around the inner defilements, the inner fetters, and the inner bonds. There are, sisters, these seven links in awakening from the development and making much of which a monk, by the destruction of the cankers, having here and now realized by his own superknowledge the freedom of mind and the freedom through intuitive wisdom that are cankerless, entering on them abides therein. What are the seven? Herein, sisters, a monk develops the link in awakening that is mindfulness, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is investigation into things, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is energy, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is rapture, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is impassibility, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is concentration, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. He develops the link in awakening that is equanimity, and is dependent on aloofness, dependent on detachment, dependent on cessation, ending and abandoning. These, sisters, are the seven links in awakening from the development and making much of which a monk, by the destruction of the cankers, having here and now realized by his own superknowledge the freedom of mind and the freedom through intuitive wisdom that are cankerless, entering on them, abides therein. Then the venerable Nandaka, having exhorted the nuns with this exhortation, dismissed them, saying, "Go, sisters, it is time." Then these nuns, having rejoiced in what the venerable Nandaka had said, and having given thanks, rose from their seats, greeted the venerable Nandaka, keeping their right sides towards him, and approached the Lord. Having approached and greeted the Lord, they stood at a respectful distance. The Lord spoke thus to these nuns as they were standing at a respectful distance, "Go, nuns, it is time." Then these nuns, having greeted the Lord, departed, keeping their right sides towards him. Not long after these nuns had departed, the Lord addressed the monks, saying, "Monks, as on an observance day, a 15th, there is neither doubt nor perplexity among the populace as to whether the moon is not full or whether the moon is full, for the moon is then quite full. Even so, monks, these nuns were delighted with Nandaka's teaching on Dhamma, and their aspirations were fulfilled. She who is the last nun of these 500 nuns is a stream attainer, not liable to the downfall. She is assured, bound for self-awakening." Thus spoke the Lord, delighted, These monks rejoiced in what the Lord had said.